You are listening to Sunday morning service at Unity of Tustin. Unity of Tustin is a mystical, spiritual community radiating light and love, transforming consciousness. Our mission is healing lives, building dreams, and realizing God.
Good morning. Happy Mother's Day to all the women here, all the feminine energy in the room, and those of you that may not have children that are of the feminine persuasion, you are mothers of the whole planet, I will affirm for all of us. So happy Mother's Day, and thank you for being a channel of all that is. We are here today to remember that there is only love. And so we have already made that decision through music as a pathway to the heart, and we take a moment now as we center ourselves in awareness of love's presence, of our core identity of love, of the many channels of love that have been in our life, and particularly individual that we might call mother, mom, many names. And for those of us that are mothers on this day, our hearts are also full of gratitude for this journey, for the eternal bond of love that binds us heart to heart and mind to mind, eternally, with all that is. And so we move into this time of remembrance, of claiming our divinity and seeing the same for all others. And it's with love and gratitude in our hearts that we say, thank you, dear God. Thank you, sweet spirit. Thank you, infinite being. Amen. Those of you that are mothers, I would imagine, had many memories of your old little darling. And perhaps nowadays they aren't so little, or with you. And for those that have memories of our mothers, it is the memories of, oh, my mother, whatever the words might be, are forever with us. It's one of the beautiful gifts of being human. And love never ends. It's, years ago, I stumbled across this incredible picture of this young, I believe it's a boy, I'm not sure. Today, I would affirm that he's thinking of his mom. I mean, really. And you know, if, take a moment right now, just look around. I mean, I got the best view of the house here. But look around and let your eyes just gently stay for a moment. See some of these folks. In this resonant energy field of love, love is all there is. And we know that. We absolutely know that. And that's why Unity is such a beautiful remembrance society. And mothers... Mother's Day, quite often for some folks, is really a challenge. And over the years, I've had my own experiences, and as a pastor, talking many times with women and sometimes men around relationships with mothers. And we all know the dynamics, the family dynamics that happen, and sometimes the arguments, well, my family is more dysfunctional than yours. and here's the proof. And then we go on and on. And then the reality of it is there's quite often some folks, really deep pain regarding their relationship with moms or the mother figures. And if you're a mother, you have your own kind of pain about what coulda, woulda, shoulda. And mistakes that were made by you and by your loved one. And so sometimes we spend our life not realizing we gather evidence to hold on to and to reinforce a belief that no longer, if ever, was true or serves us or is what we want or is the spiritual truth. And so I would invite us all that if wherever we are in the continuum of, oh, there's so much angst about Mother's Day and mothers in my life and women and myself, or those of us that are perhaps on the other side of it, really in a very wonderful celebration, realizing that it's all one, wherever we are today, I invite you to take a breath and to the degree that you're willing and believe that there's something there for you, to choose again, to shift into what might be possible. Because if we believe, and I do, and a lot of us do, that one of the reasons I think we're here is to proclaim that love is. And so my experience with my mother was absolutely wonderful. And I've had so much respect, even as an unruly teenager, and I have to underline unruly. I had my moments, and I don't know how anyone stood me at different times, going through all kinds of stuff. And times that I felt that I was mean and cruel to Mother in what I said or didn't say, and you know all that, the nine yards. Everyone here probably has something like that regarding regrets, regarding guilt, whatever it might be around mothers. Well, what I'm here to say about my mother, it did not affect her bond of love for me and for my two brothers. I'm not saying that there weren't moments. Weren't moments that perhaps I didn't see it or that she didn't. But I remember clearly how she would be standing firm in awareness of love and forgiveness and seeing the best for me. And I remember that as she was getting older and going through Alzheimer's, and she was in a place where she was cared for, an Alzheimer's unit with a sister and brother nearby, and my younger brother David was getting sick, terminal illness. And so Frank and I, my older brother and I, we wrestled with, well, do we tell Mother about this? Because she was, at the time, she was 90. And, my instinct was, well, no, we don't want to give more pain to Mom right now. We rested in that, Frank and I did. And we also talked with family. We have a real close family of extended relatives and cousins. One of my cousins is at the time was a Methodist minister, and now he's retired. He's still a Methodist minister. And he and his wife suggested to Frank and I that what we really need to think about is that moms have all kinds of care and love and wisdom to give to you and to David, Brother David, right now. And so I began to be aware of, and after all, shouldn't I know this? I'm a minister, and we come from the heart, and aren't we perfect and all that? Praise God. So yes, we did. Frank and I talked with her. And it's not clear, never will be and never was, that she really was tracking what was happening. But if you're like me, my mother was getting sick, I believed when I went to talk with her and see her, and though she didn't seem to be on another planet or on the phone, I believed that there was an essence of her that always knew, that was hearing, that was feeling. And that's not just for Mother, that's for all of us. And so there's part of the consciousness, we're always one with each other, right? And so I believe that she did hear. I believe that she got guidance to David and to Frank and myself. In essence, that yes, it's painful, and yes, all is well. And so I'm thinking of the many gifts that I've had from my mother, and the times that she was so happy with me and proud of me and ticked off at me, how much she was the force that held our family together. In some ways, my mother and dad's relationship was really not healthy. These days, they probably would have had a divorce a long time ago. And they didn't. They hung in there. That's what generations do sometimes. And so it was important to me to realize that sharing our stories about mothers is really very powerful. And so what I'd like to do this morning, and we're not going to have time, as you understand, I'm sure, I invite you to have everybody that might raise a hand share for just a few moments. And we will do so as we're able, and if you would trust my awareness of the process and time. But as you hear someone speak, And first of all, you're thinking about it, saying something. Well, what would you say if you were going to have me put the mic in front of you? And what would you say about your mother? And without going on for 5, 10, 20 minutes or 2 hours, what's a nugget? What's on your heart right now? And then if just realize that if you're not able to share it live with us, how about you being willing to find at least one person, perhaps two or three, after the service, and go up to them and say, I'd like to share with you what Steve was talking about this morning, about a nugget about my mom. Mom's nugget. And I see, take a look at the babe back there. Is that ever gorgeous? Oh, it's a baby. How old is your baby?
4 months.
Okay. Oh, do you mind if I start? I've already put you on the spot. You mind if I start with you? Okay.
My mother? Fearful and trying.
Fearful and trying.
And trying.
Okay. And what's your babe's name?
Isaiah.
Hi, Isaiah. Oh, you are so beautiful. Yes, thank you for being in this world. Thank you for bringing love to us. Yes. And just think, at some point in his future, he will be saying something about you. And it'll be beautiful.
I hope so.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. Anyone else have a hand of a hand? Susan.
About 7 years ago, I left my home to go to a place halfway across the country to get healthy. While I was there, I did a major transition in my life, and I came back home, and I had to tell my mother. I wanted to do it in person, but I lived in Southern California. She lives in Northern. And I told her, Mom, I've had gender issues my whole life. And to my surprise, she said she knew. Then I told her that I had made a transition and I am now living full-time as me, the real me. Her response was, honey, you've given me a lot to think about before I can say anything. Can I call you back tomorrow? And I said, sure. And she did. And she said, you know, Susan, you will always be my child. I'll never forget that.
Mm. Thank you, Susan. You struck a chord in me about my mother. And my brother Frank and I are both gay. And we didn't come out to each other for the longest time, believe it or not, let alone to ourselves, let alone to our parents. My dad died at age 67, and we still hadn't told mother. And Frank and I decided we really needed to, for ourselves and for mother. At the same time, mother was, at that time, she was in her 80s, maybe mid-70s. And so we did. We were both in Tulsa at the same time. And my mother's response, and I was scared. all kinds of, you know, and people say, you took that long, Steve, to come out to your mother. Well, part of it's a generational thing in the culture, and it's still around. People are judging those of us that are different. And mother said, I know. And I knew. And I love you no matter what. And the words don't say it. I mean, you had to be there. But you know, mother's love is forever, no matter what. I felt unconditional love. Anyone? Having them.
Sure. My mother was a simple woman. Mother, her faith was tremendous. I'm here because of her. I know that. Because she knew what it was to be really aligned. Her garden was a sanctuary. And I used to see her sometimes just when she'd water the plants, she would be there praying in the center of her garden. And I sensed the deep connection she had with everything. She was, and she exuded. She loved people. She was just so generous with. So I'm so grateful because to have those seeds kind of be around and sort of hopefully partially embodied in me is like I almost feel it's an obligation that I've been given the great gift of seeing how to live and be in that love. And I feel a need to that. I've experienced it. I have to give that too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
My mom had Alzheimer's at a young age. She was in her mid-60s. And it was a long process. She was, when she wasn't sick, the Renaissance woman. There truly was nothing that she couldn't do. She could do math, she could sew, she was very active in her church. And I think what she gave me was this incredible role model of strength. Strength through everything. She had a tough time with my dad. And sometimes I think that she was born at the wrong time in life, you know. You know, she had all the generational things, but what a phenomenal person. Her name was Juliet. She was named after Juliet. Her mother, my grandmother was very, very sentimental. Beautiful woman, wasn't she? And I'm just so grateful for her. And her spirituality. My dad used to call her the bishop. So that's her, Juliet.
Juliet, thank you.
Thanks. Hi, everybody. My name's Bruce. This is under the category of don't mess with a mother's babies.
Stand up, Bruce, so we can see.
Do what?
Stand up, could you?
Never
mind.
Louder. Hold it close to your lips.
What?
Close.
Jeez.
We want to hear you, dude.
I'm just trying to tell a story here, folks. Jeez, don't mess with a mother's babies. When I was a little kid, I was walking down the sidewalk to head for one of my buddies, and there's this meanie, and he had a big stick, and he wouldn't let me go by. And so I went home and told my mom, and she said, well, you tell that guy he better let you go by. And so I went back, and here comes the stick again. And then he dropped the stick and took off running, and here comes my mom, and she's sprinting across the lawns, hurdling hedges, you know, and she ran that sucker down, you know, and so, and another one, which isn't funny, but the truth is, my mother and the rest of us were kind of under the, my father was very angry and mean, and so we were all kind of under that cloud, you know. And one night he actually, this is tough stuff, folks, but I just, you know, it's the truth. He actually told my mother he had a gun and he was going to kill all of us and then commit suicide. And Mama picked up this big piece of marble and whacked that sucker over the head and darn near killed him. And, you know, it's a terrible, painful family thing, but don't mess with a mother's babies,
yes.
You know.
I just want to say that I'm just so touched by there's a couple mother-daughter
pairs here today. I just wanted to point them out and just how touching it is to see Debbie De La Cuesta and Lori De La Cuesta here. And then Aaron and Val Bath are here. I don't know if there's any other mother-daughter combinations, but it just touches me to see that in our sanctuary today. And the two of you, wonderful. And isn't this beautiful what Steve's doing with us today? How much do we love this? And my mother was a 1950s heroine, a very a housewife, a very frustrated housewife who was a way ahead of her time, and she only got to live to 44 years. And in those 44 years, she managed to get her teaching credential and realize her dream and travel, but she only had those 44 years. So she gave me the gift that don't ever take anything for granted, and I don't.
Since Nevin outed us, I was going to anyway, but I'm blessed to have my mother here, and really, it didn't leave me the poignancy of coming here today with you. So I'm greatly blessed. And, you know, probably one of the, outside of how you've been so loving and caring to our sons, and they call her Nana, they'll be calling today, I'm sure. But one of the beautiful gifts is that she brought me here. I was actually baptized at Unity of Santa Ana, which I guess became Unity of Tustin. I didn't even know that until I came here. So I'm so blessed that you gave me this gift too, Mom. Thank you.
I don't know if it's appropriate, but I thought it might be a good time to even ask for a communal thoughts for my mother, who's going through a situation, because 3 years ago, her only brother died, as you heard. 3 months later, her mother passed away, my grandmother, and we just found out this last couple years. Actually, when my grandmother passed away, we found out that my mom's sister, my last aunt, her last of her immediate family that's living, is struggling against cancer, and it's not going well. So I think of all of the relatives that are passing away around my mother, but then I realize how strong she has to be as it's all happening in the course of 3 years that the whole nuclear family is disappearing. So I'm taking today personally to really send all my energy and my prayer for my mom, who has to be stronger than anybody.
What's her name?
Judy.
Judy?
Judy.
Let's all join in our thoughts and our prayers for Judy. And we also want to add any mother, any woman that comes to your mind and heart at this time. And as we do so, we are aware of the binding power, the healing power of love, the transformational power. And Judy, we see you as you truly are. Full of love, full of strength, full of power, full of a gift of love. And we see every part of your beingness, one that is of sharing and inviting your son, your families, to return to awareness of love's presence. And on our end, love is our decision also. And we make a decision to release any thoughts or worries or doubts or fear, because the ultimate reality with a capital R is that love is, and anything else is but a call for love. And so our hearts are full of gratitude for Judy, for all the mothers in our life, and for all of those that we don't know. Wherever our mothers may be, we may not even know where they are, or if they have passed, we know that they are forever with us. And wherever our mothers are, there are we. This is the truth. So it is.
Unity of Tustin is supported through your generous tithes and love offerings. To support Unity of Tustin online, please click the donate button on our homepage. Thank you for listening.